Welcome to this programme in our series of podcasts reflecting highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue. Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month.
Small primary schools find recruiting a new head tougher than their larger counterparts and also face the problem of falling roles. So is soft federation, an alliance with one or more neighbouring schools under a single leader, a good way forward? Jo Williams, a head teacher in a soft federation in Lancashire, has examined the model as an NCSL research associate. She led a Talk to Learn discussion on preparing for soft federation and its possible pitfalls. Schools who fear closer integration will blur their individual identities prefer the soft model, said Jo. A key factor in the decision can be the need to head off a recruitment crisis.
In my research, I encountered governor reluctance regarding a full federation. They were concerned that if there was only one governing body, then their original school would lose its unique identity. Their motives for a soft federation tended to be wrapped up in the need to appoint a head teacher.
Derek Sutherland became head teacher of two Catholic schools in York, which, faced with recruitment problems, chose to collaborate as a soft federation rather than amalgamate. The federation has subsequently thrived.
Well, one reason for the success is that they're the same faith school, he said. The vision's similar and therefore more easily aligned. Both schools have the same beliefs and strong moral purpose, and the sense of belonging is strong. It'd be possible to have a mixed community and faith federation, but it's very important to find out what unites rather than separates them.
In line with Joe's point that groups of schools can share resources and access services in ways single schools find difficult, Linda Brooke highlighted her experience of leading a local authority team of peripatetic school business managers in Yorkshire.
We are currently delivering a DCSF-funded school business manager service across six of our smallest schools, pairing two schools with one SBM for one day per week. The aim is to create a service which meets the needs of small schools and is sustainable. We are looking at distributed leadership, which is often difficult to implement in small schools. Yet two schools working together makes this potentially achievable.
Derin Harvey, a director of the Innovation Unit, pointed out some of the dangers when federations are not the product of existing partnerships or even between schools with similar needs.
I often see head teachers being asked to lead two schools, which may as well be at the other ends of the earth for all the governing bodies and staff and communities have to do with each other.
In these circumstances, fostering a collaborative approach between the schools is crucial to leadership, she added.
I would not recommend a head goes in to run two, or indeed more schools, unless they are looking at how they might work across the schools in a collaborative way. Not least, you'll be run ragged, and no use to anyone if you were, in effect, head teacher full-time to two schools. It can be done, but in the long term, one would say, why? For whose benefit?
Talk to Learn has over 120,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.